In Tennessee, underdog candidate Bill Lee, not the former Red Sox pitcher, but the businessman and first-time politician, won yesterday's Republican primary for governor, beating Diane Black, who gave up her seat in Congress to run for governor and had been endorsed by Vice President Mike Pence, though not by President Trump. Lee will now go up against the Democrat, former Nashville Mayor Carl Dean, in the fall. Another winner in Tennessee yesterday, former professional wrestler Glenn Jacobs, also known as Kane, elected mayor of Knox County, the third largest county in that state. Social media is having a field day with that one, so let's bring our social media roundup wrangler, Femi Oke, host of
I love the names you come up for me. Hello, everybody.
Host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, start with underdog Bill Lee winning the Republican primary for governor over Diane Black, who was backed by Mike Pence, not Donald Trump, even though she lashed herself to the president's policies. What are people saying?
Well, Mike Pence actually tweeted out, there are great candidates running, but Diane has been my friend for years. We served together in the House and she has my support. And then Bill Lee was way behind in the polls. He was an unexpected winner. These were the kind of words and descriptions and phrases that were being used to describe him. Underdog Bill Lee, political newcomer Bill Lee, businessman Bill Lee. And in Sunny Day, he summed it up pretty well on Twitter. He says, people are tired of politicians. Good job, Tennessee.
An unknown is running there. So, and what about professional wrestler Glenn Jacobs? We should say his nickname is the Big Red Machine, elected mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. And people were quick to point out that, let's listen, he played one of his theme songs at his watch party, Slow Chemical Finger 11. And then he made a joke about his past.
Yeah, buddy just reminded me we talked about having a cage match and we never did that. There's still time. Well, thanks, everybody.
So we might be seeing a cage match there in Tennessee. Glenn Jacobs, former WWE star, turning to politics. Remember, Donald Trump was an honorary member of the World Wrestling Hall of Fame. So what's been the response to Glenn Jacobs?
Also, Robin, what I'm seeing, and this rarely happens with male politicians, but he's being described by how he looks. 6'8", 300-pound WWE wrestler, well, former WWE wrestler. Mm-hmm. Glenn Jacobs, on his own Twitter account, describes himself as a proud resident of East Tennessee, small business owner, wonderful family, blessed liberty lover, candidate for Knox County mayor. He needs to update that today. And he's getting lots of support from his former fans, from the WWE. Congratulations to at Kane WWE on being elected mayor of Knox County. And another one, that's my mayor. Look out for the memes, a lot of wrestling memes, a lot of very descriptive smackdowns are being shown as ways of fans saying, hey, good job. And then Fill Your Day replies to Jake Tapper, who was basically saying, this is how the mayor race ended up. And Fill Your Day says, is this a parody account?
No.
He couldn't quite believe.
Nope.
The WWE wrestler, former, is now mayor of Knox County.
Okay, so people
believe
there,
it.
we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, the online message board Reddit revealed this week that it was hacked and that users' personal information was compromised. This is usernames, passwords, emails. This is important because Reddit lets people be anonymous. So we talked this week about the pro-Trump conspiracy theory cult Q. They spent a lot of time on Reddit. So an anonymous message board, and now people's emails and names are out.
A major data breach. Reddit calls it a security incident. We had a security incident. They put their own post up a day ago. Incredible amount of detail, Robin. And at the end of their own post, if you use Reddit, you'll know this. What are your thoughts? Log in, sign up, comment. And the commenters absolutely did. Honestly, though, props for all of the information. It's a good read, says one Redditor. Another one says, as an InfoSec professional, thanks for relaying this information. Very specific details. The detail with which this, what happened, how it happened, when it happened, what got lost. Incredible amount of detail. Detail that's not normally shared. And the Redditors are really appreciating that. And of course, it wouldn't be Reddit without a little bit of snark. And one of the Redditors says, are you guys going to work on detecting the Russian bots? Or is it a net positive for you because they count as page views?
Okay, there's that. But I just want to, we got a minute here. And, you know, we're constantly hearing stories about people's past social media activity coming back to haunt them.
Oh, it's a big trend right now.
Yeah, we have Hollywood actors who've launched a social media campaign to get Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn reinstated. He was fired last month because of his past very offensive behavior on Twitter. Tell us more what people are saying.
So this letter took a while to get together. It took about a week to post this letter. And these are all the major actors and actresses in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Pratt was one of them. Zoe Saldana was another one. Chris Pratt says before sharing this group letter, "I don't support James Gunn's inappropriate jokes from years ago. He's a good man. I'd personally love to see him reinstated as a director." That's the campaign. But beneath it, and this is the pushback.
Real quick.
"I can't agree with you with this one from Angie. People keep saying it was years ago, but he was 41 years old at the time. He was old enough to know better."
Yeah.
That is the debate that continues to go on about old tweets that you post and then you become well known and then they come into the public.
Beware.
Field.
Beware.
Absolutely.
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you.
You're welcome.